Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Tonight I had problems with my speakers. I don't know what happened. I don't know if I've blown the speakers or something's wrong, but I'm going to have to work with what I got tonight. So I got some recordings I want everybody to hear. They're important. I think everybody needs to understand that we are at war. There is no question about it. We are at war. Anybody who thinks that we're not at war, whatever you're smoking or drinking, you need to share that with me, because I need to be in that same kaleidoscope reality that you're in. I don't know where to begin. Trudeau, a friend of mine just sent me a thing out of Alberta that Trudeau now is planning on taxing the big cars. And I think that news came out last week and I just forgot to talk about it. But anybody that's in St. Thomas, Scarborough, St. Catharines, Windsor, Ontario, Ajax, Oshawa, I think is pretty well done, Oakville, be prepared to lose some money. Lots of it. People, he has basically gone off his nut. He's now also taxing... I think he's gone after the truck drivers too, if I read correctly. Let me see here. Let me double check. He is basically going out all out war. The proposed tax will cost an extra $1,000 on an Ford F-150 and a Ram 3500 heavy duty. $4,000 tax. Now, why should we be paying taxes in the first place? We're supporting a tadpole, for crying out loud. This is insanity. So what's going on here? There was something here. A heavy burden on skilled workers and tradesmen who rely on their trucks for their livelihood, hammering the little guy. He's down. Small business, farming, ranching are all the targets. These globalist assholes. Guess what? All in line with the UN SDG and Paris Accord. You know, I just did I think I talked about this a little bit a couple of shows ago. Canada has, I forget how many acreage that can hold a carbon footprint, like 295 million tons of carbon that Canada itself can neutralize. And all of Canada produces at most 29 million tons. We have more than enough to offset any carbon footprint we produce in this country. And yet we're paying all these ridiculous taxes. This globalization is designed to bankrupt everybody across the board. Commonwealth, European Union, Central Europe, East Bloc, all the African nations. Africa will never get out of slavery. Ever. They can't do it. It's impossible. There's no room for them to be able to literally evolve into a better social, economic hierarchy that would benefit everybody in Africa. They've got the chain so tight around their neck, they're squeezing the toe jam out of their toes. That's how bad it is over there. Then you got, again, South America. They'll never let that go either. And the Commonwealth is basically collapsing, and they're collapsing it. So this whole array of events going on, it's just beyond belief that we are seeing what we're seeing today. Completely. It's just mind-boggling. So, the representative, I'm going to call the prime minister, I'm not going to call him a prime minister anymore. And I may hold off calling him a tadpole, even though he is one. You know, he's Klaus's little tadpole. He's a frog. He's a little frog developing. I don't mean that in a French way. I mean it as an amphibian. You know, water and land. You know, kind of the duality of environment. I'm really trying hard here. trying to keep that as as borderline as I can. I hope I did a good job. Anyway, I'm going to call him the representative of the WEF. Let's call the parliament what they are. Representatives of the WEF. They don't represent Canada. They haven't represented Canada for quite some time. Harper gave Canada to China. Trudeau is burying Canada. He's going to make sure it doesn't rise from the dead. So let's call them what they are. They're not representing Canadians. Or are they representing Canadian interests? I don't know about most Canadians, but a lot of them are not interested in having a surge or a population overload in a country where we don't even have enough jobs or means of supporting ourselves for ourselves. The representatives of the World Economic Forum don't give a shit about Canadians. All they know how to do is tax, 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 and more tax. Regulate, 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 and more regulations. That's all they know how to do. Now they're in a position where they got their boot on everybody's throat. Not a good place to be. You know, it's hard to breathe when you're laying on the ground and someone's got their boot on your neck. So anyway, and then I was watching something as well from a network called WeOn. I think they're called WeOn. And I've seen this woman, this television newscaster, talk. And they seem to be an independent, but you never know. I mean, today you don't know anything really. And she did a show on electric cars. Those things are a piece of shit. They really are. There's nothing economic about them. There's nothing environmentally safe about them. It's just like these damn windmills. They actually create more toxin than they supposedly are supposed to clean up. The electric car is a piece of shit. Another piece of garbage they're putting out there that has actually no environmental value whatsoever. And the way the cars are designed today, they don't have any kind of recharging unit that can prolong the charge of a car. You have very limited mileage with these things. And the cost to replace the batteries on these cars are astronomical. And the worst part about all this is how they're getting these rare elements in order to make these damn batteries. They're going into Africa. Again, Africa. So they can enslave these people like they've done. Now, the slavery hasn't left, you know. And everybody's been a slave wherever you live. You're down in Australia, you've been a slave to the parliament in Australia and monarchy. You've been giving your money to the monarchy and getting very little in return other than a pat on the back and saying, you're a good old boy, for giving me your money. That's all they've done there. Same in New Zealand, same in South Africa, Europe, the whole world, everywhere. But Africa now, you know, we're back to slavery again, this time in Africa. They got little children, 6 years old, going into these mines. And the toxic exposure to the cobalt itself can leave them permanently disabled the rest of their lives. And they are only getting $1. One effing dollar. It's not the Americans this time. Oh, no, 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 no. It's not the American government or the American industry this time. It's China. China, China. The government of China and the corporations in China are going to Africa. These kids are putting their lives on the line so they can harvest this cobalt and sell it to the Chinese corporations for a buck. When you see this, you're going to just shit. Like I said, there ain't nothing about these cars on any level that indicate they're worth even being made. I don't even know where they came up. Nothing, and I mean nothing. They have told us in the last 15 years about going green and reducing the carbon footprint. That's all bullshit. This is a money grab. These things are actually going to cost you more money than what we got currently going on right now. And they're not any better as far as the air environment either. According to one report I read, that to make the batteries alone for the electric car is equivalent to 8 years of pollution by the automobile industry that we have currently today. That's done in one shot. Where is the advantage? I do not see it. Do you? Like I said, everything in this shithole is a lie. Every bloody thing is an inverted pile of rubbish. Whatever they tell us, whatever they show us, whatever they entertain us with, it's a fantasy. The reality of this life is nothing what television has told you. They want you to see life through kaleidoscope eyes. Hey, go down to the store there, go to the corner and get your cannabis. Give yourself a troach, drop a drop of oil. Hey, just get it in ya. Oh, and don't go down the road there, go to the liquor control board. And, well, we got that in Ontario. Other places are more evolved. You go to the liquor store. But in Ontario, go to the liquor control board and get yourself some alcohol. And if the cannabis doesn't and the alcohol doesn't put you in a state of complete kaleidoscope reality, hell, we got street drugs that we can give you. We can give you fentanyl, all the latest and greatest, wonderful, immediate, addictive drugs that will kill you on the first shot. Come on down. You are the next contestant to get a buzz. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Sobriety of thought, sobriety of visual, not there. They want you to be in a state of delusion. I have to say, after everything I've been seeing in the last couple of days and just the research I've been looking at, I cannot, how would you put it? It all leads me to think that we are invaded by a real, really bad external force. And I'm really beginning to suspect and wonder even more so every day when I look at the political landscape, when I look at the agenda going on the planet. Everything they're doing is driving the planet into a black hole, into the depths of death. The lies on these injections, the innocent people that fell for the bullshit, they're dead. They killed them. And they don't even show any remorse whatsoever. Our representative from the World Economic Forum has absolutely no sorrow on his face. He's looking with glee. He's laughing at everybody behind those clown eyes of his. Here's a guy that can't even figure out how to get the right pair of socks on his feet. And wears an eyelash hanging from his eyebrow. I mean, really? We have some dark, dark, dark people. Or I shouldn't say people. That's insulting people. We have some dark entities running the show. And we have been invaded. There's nothing. There's no other explanation. You don't go and shut down the planet's economic force. You don't go down and put into the planet a bioweapon and then warp speed the fucking thing through everybody on the planet without any due process to make sure that it is a viable and safe or safest possible components you're going to put into a person. You don't put in a person something that has a gene editing component to it that can alter your genetic code. Vaccines can do that anyway, but this, what we're seeing right now is war. One of the four horsemen has just been let loose. We just can't see him. Or I shouldn't say see him. We can't see it. Okay. Pestilence and disease. This is being created. this is being created. The pandemic that's coming isn't the pandemic that is made through some biological mutation, you know, that can occur naturally in the environment. This is a biological agent that was created in the lab using synthetic biology. Y'all saw what happened in Shanghai. 25 million people are locked in the city, you know, screaming, jumping out of buildings, losing it because they have been quarantined, because they are the pandemic. You know, normally back in the good old days, we had that even ever existed, which is, that's pure bullshit too. But back in the day, you only quarantined people that were infected. Everybody else was outside the quarantine. They separated those that had the infection and those who didn't. If you were a leper, you went on an island somewhere, you went into an isolated part of the country, and that's where you died, to save or preserve the majority of people that weren't infected. Well, if this is the case, that means you have 25 million people in Shanghai that are all infected with some kind of anomaly that wouldn't have happened if they didn't get an injection. A viral agent, if you want to call it that, I would rather call it an exosome agent. An exosome agent that would infect a person would have to infect a host that has a weakened and compromised immune system. If those people do not register in that scenario, then what happened? Could their DNA or their genetic code have been altered? You know. And so now, the activation through frequency 6G and higher is now turning on the pandemic in these people. You know, have you seen this? You know, are you getting that? I'm going to share a bunch of stuff tonight in regard to that. This one guy is actually talking about the very thing I've been saying for a year and a half. It's funny, a year and a half ago I was saying this stuff, and now everybody's saying it too, which is good, because that means it's validation. You got a witness or two, basically, what I said and what they're saying, and it's correlating. So now you got something that has been said from two different ends. In the alternative and in the mainstream. Imagine that. Now there is no doubt. Now there is no question. If you still have doubts, you still have questions, then something is wrong with you. Did you get the jab? Because people that get the jab, they say that they're not thinking straight anymore, which I don't doubt at all. At all. You know. We are no longer, like I said, dealing with things that were, that occurred as a result of some natural mutation that would have occurred. We are dealing with now something that is very weaponized. And because it's weaponized, you know, you're not going to, how'd you put it, be free and clear of this thing. There's just no way. It's being delivered on purpose. It's being delivered on purpose in such a way that everyone thinks that this is some kind of boogeyman. Oh, it's coming. Oh, you're gonna die. Oh, look out. Run. Put on a mask. Put on a diaper. Put on a headgear. Put on an oxygen mask. Oh, put on some gloves, put on some rubbers, put on some boots, oh, put a hazmat suit on, seal it up, you know, put some tape over the zipper, strap the belt, look out, help, this is where this is going. Talking to a buddy of mine, he said, you seriously think about getting a hazmat suit? This is what for? He says, well, if they start dying, I gotta go outside. If somebody dies in my apartment building, I might have to drag them outside. I gotta wear a hazmat suit. You know, I never thought of that. It's good to talk to people sometimes. They give me the ideas that, hey, I never thought of this. And perhaps it maybe is a good idea to get a hazmat suit. So you do live in a townhouse or an apartment building. Well, if somebody has died, you better get them out of the environment, put them in the middle of the road. Because if he stays in that building, he's going to contaminate the whole building, or she. It sounds a little bit spooky, but it is spooky. And it is that is a reality. That will be a pandemic. As I stated before, we never had a pandemic here. If you couldn't isolate the peptide or the protein, and you don't know what it is, how can you give an injection out for something you've never identified? Number one. And since they've never identified it, and the numbers of people never died like they were waiting for in the beginning. Remember, the hospitals are overloaded and we got bodies in cans. And and when you went to the hospitals, they were all empty. I checked the ones out here in Windsor. There was nothing happening. Hell, there weren't even any cars in the parking lot. The only thing that was sitting outside was an ambulance and a police car. And they were having a donut and coffee. And they weren't wearing a mask. And they weren't social distancing either. You know, we are in a bullshit reality. We really are. We are in a bullshit reality, and the sooner everybody realizes that we're in a bullshit reality, the quicker you'll wake up, the quicker you can do things that you need to do to, again, maybe slow it down, stop the situation, or if anything, you can at least not allow yourself to be deluded into believing that the government has their best interests at heart for you. Our little World Economic Forum representative in Ottawa, the guy that can't pick out a pair of socks that matches, has decided that the freedom of press is no longer going to be free. He has decided that now any media that has a different viewpoint than the government's viewpoint is no longer going to be subsidized or given the tax exempt. In Canada, we have over 1,600 news outlets in this country which are being paid for by our taxes. They're being subsidized by the government of Canada, or should I say, the government of the World Economic Forum. Because we don't have a country. We are a corporation that's been absorbed by the World Economic Forum, and the Parliament and the Prime Minister are representatives, I shouldn't say Prime Minister, the representatives of the World Economic Forum are holding the highest office in Ottawa and holding the highest places in Parliament. Which is basically a board of directors that can't argue about bullshit all day long and do a damn thing about giving Canadians Canada. Did anybody in Canada get asked to be absorbed by the World Economic Forum? Anybody say, hey, yeah, sign me up. I want to lose my autonomy. I want to lose my citizenship. I want to lose my identity. I want to lose my personal rights and entitlements. Anybody ask for this? Did anybody ask Harper, hey, you know, did Harper ask any of us? Is it okay if we give China special privileges because they can't compete? You know, they can't, you know, they just don't measure up. So we're going to give them, we're going to change the rules to benefit them. Did Harper ask anybody of us to do this? Did he even come along and says, well, what we're going to do is we're going to give the Chinese a break and we're going to give the Canadians a break as well. And we will change the rules for everybody fairly so that the people that are losing money, we can change the rules so that the minimal, that we can minimize the losses to everybody equally. Did Harper ask anybody this? You know, I never got asked. I'm a businessman. Nobody came to me and said, hey, yeah, we're going to give you a break. We're going to change the rules just so that if you're losing money, we will now change the rules so that you can make money. Hey, why didn't you come ask me this question? I've been paying your wages. What has China done again? Yeah, they're buying real estate here in this country. They're money laundering in this country. They're inflating our cost of living in this country. Isn't that wonderful? And again, let me reiterate something. I'm not blaming Chinese people. I'm not blaming the citizens of China. I'm not blaming anybody that who's of Asian descent, whether they be man or woman. When I say China, I'm blaming the government of China and the government of Canada in collusion, to undermine Canada and to give the government of China an advantage, an unfair advantage, to do business in this country. A lot of the Asians I know here in Canada are great people. They really are. I got friends of mine who are herbalists. Really good friends. I've known them forever. But they are not the government. They are not representative of the Chinese government. And that's where I'm coming from. So I want to reiterate this. I don't want everybody to think that I have a hard-on for Chinese. I don't. In fact, at one time in my life, I actually dated an Asian woman. So I don't have any kind of hate or animosity toward people of Asian descent. But I will say that what we're seeing in this country, you know, in regarding to what's going on in this country, we've lost the country as far as I can see right now. Because everyone's just being oblivious. Trucking industry is getting hooped. The farming industry is getting hooped. There was something going on down in the U.S. with the weather. Indiana, I believe they're creating the clouds to dump some sort of synthetic shit on the land to kill the crop. I was talking about a buddy of mine in Saskatchewan today, and he said they got the snow coming down, but it's not melting. It's like a plaster just sitting there, evaporating. Imagine that. I seen that here in Windsor. I seen where it has snowed. And it doesn't melt. You see a little water. But I remember when I was a kid, when it snowed, man, we had puddles everywhere. Streets were loaded with water. Sidewalks, alleyways, full of water. Not today. Today the snow looks like something out of a detergent box. Imagine that. All right, I'm going to try to play some stuff. Hopefully it'll work. This thing is up as high as it goes. It's playing off the monitor speakers because for whatever reason my speaker system shot down. I checked my speakers. They seem to be working, so something to do with the computer. So I don't know what happened, but it just sort of all of a sudden went on me. Probably got all excited and decided to give it a shot. So I'm going to try something. Hopefully it'll work. I want to play some stuff. Even if you can't hear it, I did upload it so that everybody has a chance to hear it. I want... let's see. What is this here? Okay, I'm going to play something out of Carlson. Tucker Carlson. And this has to do with Canada. Give me a second. I'm going to try to set this up. Give me 1 minute. Okay, here we go. I think here we go. Okay, here we go.
Canada, what a decent, beautiful country filled with nice people. Unfortunately, it's now an authoritarian country. Justin Trudeau's government has just outlawed independent journalism in Canada. Government now requires that journalists possess a journalism license. Now, to get that license, the journalists have to report favorably on Justin Trudeau's government. Rebel News is one of Canada's few honest news outlets did not get a license. Right, that's called censorship, and it's not surprising. Last year, Justin Trudeau tried to have Rebel News banned from covering a debate in Canada. The judge overturned that ban and allowed Rebel News reporter inside the debate hall. Here's how Justin Trudeau responded to that ruling.
The reality is, organizations like yours that continue to spread misinformation and disinformation on the science around vaccines, around how we're going to actually get through this pandemic and be there for each other and keep our kids safe, is part of why we're seeing such unfortunate anger and lack of understanding of basic science. And quite frankly, I won't call it a media organization.
So you criticize me, therefore you shouldn't be able to talk. That guy's a fascist, just to be totally clear. Ezra Levant is not. He founded Rebel News. He joins us tonight. Ezra, thanks so much for coming on. This is one of those stories, it's just hard to believe, reading it as a longtime fan of your country, that this could be allowed to happen. Have we overstated it?
Well, it's not yet illegal to do journalism without that license. It's a government license called the Qualified Canadian Journalism Organization License. A government panel reviews you. They spent 1 year reviewing Rebel News, looking through more than 100 of our stories. A panel of 5 people in secret. We don't even know what they said or did or what they looked at. And they claim that only 1% of our stories are news, so we don't get the license. Now, we're not outlawed, but there's all sorts of sticks and carrots that come with it. For example, just last week, Trudeau announced that he is going to compel Facebook and Google to downrank non-licensed journalists like us and boost his trusted, friendly journalists. So we're going to be hidden, and he's going to compel the internet giants to punish us. He's also changing the Income Tax Act to punish us. If you have a government license, your subscribers can write off their subscription at tax time. If you're an independent journalist like us, no dice. Of course, there are hundreds of millions of dollars that he is hosing with a fire hose at his trusted licensed journalists, and he's now compelling Google and Facebook to fund journalists too. So now you've got literally 99% of Canadian media companies that are dependent on Justin Trudeau and soon Google and Facebook for a huge chunk of their revenues. There's no way those journalists can be free and independent. We're not banned yet, although we are banned from government events, as you said earlier. But I'm worried that he's done all this in 2 years. The worst is yet to come. He may well ban us yet.
Well, if he's forcing the tech monopolies to downgrade your content, I mean, it's a distinction without a difference here. In fact, you're banned from reaching readers. So my question is, what about the rest of Canadian media? They're going along with this? Has anyone at the CBC, Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, stood up to defend you? Any of your newspapers to defend you?
1,500 Canadian news media companies are on the take. Now, they don't all have these journalism licenses yet, but they're all taking money from Trudeau. He made a special $61 million payment to them right before the election. None of them reported that. 1,500 news media companies cut up a $61 million gift. None of them reported that. So the thing is, since they're in on it, they can't very well report it, and they certainly can't very well object to it. It used to be that the Liberals in Canada were for civil rights and free speech and separation of, you know, government and the media. Those days are done. You can really count on one hand's fingers the independent media left in the country, and Trudeau hates them. We were the ones who covered the trucker rebellion, as you know, and Trudeau hated the truckers because they were the one group that opposed him. He hates us for the same reason. He seized the bank accounts of truckers without legal process. I'm worried that if he's gone this far in 2 years, by the time he finishes his term 3 years from now, I'm worried that he's going to start to treat us like the truckers. I don't know, will he seize our bank accounts? Will he ask Google and Facebook to delist us altogether. I know that sounds paranoid, but so far he's done everything he threatened he would do.
It's China, and they're so fragile. You're one little news organization, and they can't stand any scrutiny. It really tells you a lot. Ezra, thank you so much for coming on tonight. Godspeed. We are rooting for you, for sure.
There you go. There you go. We are dealing with a World Economic Forum that is afraid of any kind of exposure. The only reason why they are doing this, now this actually says April 13, 2022. So, yeah, this is where we're at today. If we can't get the truth out to the major, major medium that we need to, we are not going to know what's really going on. And, okay, shows like mine that are not being subsidized in any way, this all comes out of pocket for me. I do these shows. My support comes from people buying products. So I turn around and reinvested in my enterprise as well as my pods. So I'm not affected by the government because I don't take anything from the government. But eventually they'll come after everybody who's doing anything like what we're doing here and take that all away. So all that will be left is a complete oblivion from the current medium that we have here. Because you're not going to get the news, that's for sure. That's for damn sure. You know, the only thing you're going to get is whatever bullshit they want you to hear or understand. Whatever way to get you to comply to the brainwashing. They don't, like I said, our government doesn't give a shit about Canadians. This is true throughout the Commonwealth. I don't care what government you have, it's the same thing. If you actually believed for 1 minute that you are going to have some kind of representation, boy, oh boy, oh boy, like I said, you need to share those drugs with me. You know, because that ain't even close to happening, you know, to be the truth. Trying to see which one I want to come with next. Let's see which one. Same thing. Give me a second. I had these things set up, and they kind of went all by the... Oh, okay. That ain't it. Okay, I think the other thing, two things I got is... Okay, I want to talk to you real quick. I want to emphasize something. I brought back on tonight's show the SPARS report, because everybody seems to have forgotten about the SPARS report. Everybody's like saying, when is this going to end? Oh, how long am I going to do this shit? Da-da-dee-da-da-da. And nobody read the damn thing. They came out and gave you the whole enchilada, but way back in the day. Okay, this is going to go on to 2028. Let me read a section of this. Small section. Read it. If you're in any part of this globe, read it. Because the representatives of the World Economic Forum that's running your country or your nation, this is what they're bringing on. And they're running around like they can't be stopped. They're running around because everybody is asleep at the wheel. Let me read this. Final scenario framework. Four possible figures in which the SPARS pandemic unfolds. So this is what they're forecasting. This is the games they've got it down to. This is how they have manipulated it. So one of four outcomes can happen, and they've got a contingency for each outcome. It's already planned. It's already in the works. The blueprint is already established. So all these political representatives of the World Economic Forum, Ford, you know, Paul Revere, the one in Ottawa. I didn't want to mention the name. the parliament in the provinces, the parliaments in the Ottawa, the board of directors for the WEF in Canada. Let's call them what they are. Call them what they are. They do not represent Canada. They represent the World Economic Forum. I did not vote for, I didn't vote anyway, but I wouldn't have voted for the World Economic Forum. If I was going to vote, I was going to vote for a representative that represented me as a Canadian, not part of the World Economic Forum bullshit. So let me read this. Unbridled access and openness to information technology, including social media, isolated communities, social fragmentation, echo chambers, UN Security Council diverse but integrated communities melting pot, solitary confinement. This might be for Americans, mostly. Shangri-La, erratic unequal access to information technology, including social media, echo chamber. I'm not sure what that means. A technology savvy, plugged in, but fragmented society in which groups that hold diverse worldviews consume information that continues to validate their own positions, allowing them to live in their own mental bubble. They are going to separate people according to a category. If you're an activist, you're going to be separated from everybody else. If you are, say you are in different rural areas, you're also going to be separated. You're going to be collected. Let me read on further. Government agencies and citizens alike have ready access to all the latest information tools. What they mean by this, information tools, controlled information and controlled media. In other words, you're going to listen to what they tell you. You're going to believe whatever bullshit they present to you. This is what they have in mind. Solitary confinement, a society including general population and public sector with an uneven access to informational technology due to lack of net neutrality, uneven infrastructure that isolates differently minded communities. In other words, they're going to take everybody's every which way, and they're going to just basically go produce a singularity among the general population. No matter where you're at, what you believe, what you hold, what views you have, you will be included in this singularity or a melting pot. That's why the United States was set up, so that everybody that would come to America would become part of a melting pot. Melting pot, another word for that is singularity. Everybody that is in the United States, unless you were Native Indian or unless you were born there, came from Europe. The so-called white man, or what they're calling a white man. Unbelievable. White man. There are no white men. There are no black men. There are no red men. There are no yellow men. Just men. But you have an argument for brown. That one you can say, okay, that actually is a color that actually is configured correctly. You know, there is a different shade of brown. But for the most part, everybody on the planet is a man or a woman. Irrespective of this whole gender identity bullshit that they got going on. And so here we have everybody coming over to America. Whether you're from South America, whether you're from Asia, whether you're from Russia, Germany, France, Europe, Central, East Bloc, South Africa, Northern Africa, wherever you're, South America, wherever you Caribbean, you come there with your cultural identity and you lose it to become one nation under God or one people. Everybody now is an American. You're proud to be an American. You've been programmed to put your hand over your heart and pledge allegiance to a flag. Constantly being programmed to be again induced into a melting pot. being induced to becoming a singularity. This is why America was set up the way it was. This is why the propagation was set up. First, God was involved. I remember going to school, and the first thing he said was the Lord's Prayer, and the second thing he did was the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Now, the Lord's Prayer, hell, you can't even read the Bible in the school no more. And you ask them, you ever said the Lord's Prayer? They'll say, who's the Lord? Okay. That's out the door. Like I said, things have changed just a wee bit. Things ain't what they used to be. Quite frankly, maybe they were what they used to be. You know, maybe that song is actually incorrect. Maybe things are what they used to be. And what's happening now is we are recycling that shit all over again. It's astounding that, you know, we are going back to the days of Noah. That is a head job. And all the evil that we're seeing today, I was talking to a buddy of mine, he made a point in our discussion, in our communication with each other, and he made the point that, I forget how he put it, but he's saying that somewhere, someplace, somehow, Babylon is now resurfacing, had resurfaced 200 years ago, I forget how it happened, and now we're getting into more of the old Babylonian bullshit that was here before. This is not a good thing on any level. On any level. A Babylonian system. It wasn't good back then. It ain't good today. And this is why I say we're in a parallel. I always think that our time line is in a parallel. Then and now are the same. I have no way of explaining that to you. It's just something that I can define and understand for myself. Most people that I talk to get it too. Some do. That we are two places at the exact same time, at the exact same moment in time, just displaced in two different places. And again, that's part of the quantum mechanic perspective on time. Time is not a measurement in regarding to a measuring a amount of moments that have moved forward or backward. It's a containment where if you sit there and think about it, accessing a memory might be accessing a time portal to another time. It's another way of putting it. When you're seeing, you're having a deja vu, that's another time portal where you're now seeing something that is, well, maybe it's not the future. Deja vu may be something that has already happened and you're seeing it again. It's another perspective of looking at it. Instead of looking at it, we're seeing the future. Maybe we're seeing the past and the fact that we are going to the past. It's a real paradox to talk about this stuff, but when you really start getting into it and you begin to realize that we're not moving forward, we're actually moving backward. So sometimes a deja vu may not be a deja vu where you're looking at events that are moving forward. Maybe you're accessing events that are in your memory that have already happened. So it's another contortion on that perspective. You know, again, it can be difficult. It can be confusing. You know, these time paradoxes, they're a pain in the ass, to be honest with you. They really are. But it's again something that. I tinker with sometimes. All right, I want to talk about, I think there's another thing or two here. Where'd it go? There is videos out there, and I did post them tonight, where they're talking about DNA being, not DNA, DNA, again, being assembling materials. These injections are all part of what I've been talking about for the last 2 years, over 2 years. And I even said at the very beginning, this was nanobiotech, that they had a quantum dots wrapped in protein with a bottom-up fullerene assembly. I saw it right away. I could read it right. Now, whether that was the actual virus or was actual a diagram of nanotechnology that they were incorporating, that who's to say for sure. But what they were saying at the time that was corona was something else. When we're looking at nanobiotech or the singularity that they're talking about. Okay, we're going back again to the Babylonian days of clay and iron. An amalgamation of biology and technology. It was then and now. Nothing's changed except the location. Nothing's changed except the location. So when we're looking at the events that are unfolding, anyone having a deja vu may not be looking at the future. You may already have this event locked into your memory, and you're seeing the past, and that we're heading to the past. And again, this is all tied with this nanobiotech. And there, I got a couple of videos where you can actually see them coding DNA for this kind of assembly. Guess what? That same thing is in the injections that they're giving people. Guess what? That stuff is already inside of most of us because they've been dropping nanites for a long, long, long time. They've been dropping chemtrails on us since 1947. And I've heard even tale that it was even being dumped back in the 1920s. Somehow, we have had a good chunk of our history erased from us. Something has happened where it has completely blighted out segments of our history that we are now trying to rediscover. Maybe, again, might be something far-fetched. Maybe the Tower of Babel is where it happened. I do not know. But for some reason, just even in the last century, there's been a lot of things have just not are gone. Even the history is not accurate. So when we're looking at a lot of things today, I think as we get closer to the event horizon that's happening, according to the Book of Revelations, I think more and more people are going to see visions of past events unfolding in this location. It already happened then, it's going to happen again. And again, I hope that makes sense. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. Anyway, it's just something that I'm throwing out there. But again, when we're looking at this tech in the injections, it self-assembles, it self-replicates, it self-repairs. We said that 13 years ago. I'm repeating it again. It self-assembles, it self-repairs, it self-replicates. That's why you can't get it out. I got another guy there talking about the same thing and talking about how the injection turns into DNA into the liver. Anyway, I would play it, but the sound is not that good to begin with, and until I figure out how to get my sound back on this computer, I'll just post it and you can just listen to it. But it's very important that you understand we are in a war. They have declared war on the general population. And the first line of defense or offense that they administered was the bioengineered, genetically nanoprogrammed weapon they call an injection. They introduced gene editing as a bio warfare agent into the general population. They have been for the last 60 years dumbing down the planet, turning everybody into morons, literally, idiots, all of us, and preparing us in such a way that we would lower our guard, lower our defenses, and not in any way, shape, or form be prepared for for the war they were ready to going to release on the general population. I believe that moment started when Bush Senior had the speech on the New World Order. There wouldn't be a better time to engage the New World Order than at that point in time. I believe that's when the war was declared on mankind. And since then, the United States has had nothing but demonic leaders, one after the other, lead the country. And now you have somebody there that is only there by proxy. He's only there as a puppet. I believe there are other forces than him running the country. You know, and you can see what's going on in Canada. Oh, Canada, our representative of the World Economic Forum. You know, let's call him what, and I'm telling, you know what, and everyone needs to say this. Everyone needs to send an email to the representative of the World Economic Forum, which is the leader of the Liberal Party, or the leader of the Amalgamated Party, the Liberal NDP. That, like I said, I can't believe that guy that's leader of the NDP. The stupidity there. I keep thinking Ed Broadbent must be pulling his hair out of his skull. He just absorbed the NDP party, and this guy doesn't know it. Well, it's a communist party joining another communist party. That's what it is. You know, unbelievable. Welcome to the World Economic Forum, where all the communist parties are now amalgamating. What that means is this: for the longest time, we've had this idea that we have a conservative party, a liberal party, a Parti Québécois, a NDP party, which is a no-damn party. And I think what we're seeing in Canada is an amalgamation of the communist parties that have been here running the country, pretending to be conservatives, pretending to be liberals, pretending to be laborers, pretending to be representatives of a province with certain ideals. They are now saying, you know what, it's time to take off the mask. It's time to take off the masquerade. And let's show Canadians who is really running the country and why we are in the shape we're in, because we destroyed you. The perfect MKUltra mind screw, getting you to believe that what's representing you is an ideal, an idea, or an ideal, a concept, you know, a desire. That's what they were playing on. The reality is they're power tripping, power hungry oligarchs that wanted to put you under their boot. And they did it meticulously. I'm going to let it go at this point. I always say at the end of these shows, read the Gospels. You know, if you read Matthew, I think, 23. If you read Matthew 23, you'll see Jesus was a bit of a hellraiser too. He went to the authorities that were there, and he called them on their bullshit. And I'm just talking salt of the earth here. But that's what he did. He went there and called them on their bullshit. Called them on their hypocrisy. He even called them a brood of vipers. Serpents. Wow. They were there too. They were there too. The same reptilians and whatever that are here today were then in his day. Imagine that. And he confronted the Sanhedrin, what they call the Sanhedrin today, or the Knesset. Call it the Knesset today. And he called them on their bullshit. And that whole chapter 23, he didn't pull no punches. I'm not sure if he was talking salt to the earth like I do, but you know what? It would fit. It would fit. whitewashed tombs. You know, and he told them how they would parade around like they were so important, so high and mighty, and they were rotten to the core. Nothing's changed. Not a damn thing has changed. The leaders that we have, that's them. Those are the same people that Jesus spoke out against. No different. It happened then, it's happened today. And that's why I'm encouraging you to read the Gospels. Because like I said, you might be surprised what you might find in there. You might be surprised that, you know, who came down for us was more than just some, you know, hippie-looking picture that you see in stores today. Long-haired hippie, looking like a little femme, doing the doobie or something. That wasn't him. You know, buddy of mine was saying he watched that thing with Mel Gibson with the, what the hell was it called? It was about Jesus and his crucifixion. When I just think about the crucifixion and the details of it, that rocks my insides. None of us could have taken that beating. And you have to understand the nature of that beating. By the time they got done beating the hell out of him, they basically disfigured him. And you have to also understand that before he even got to the cross, he was almost bled out from the beating they gave him. He was already up for almost 3 days prior to that. And then when he carried his cross, he fell underneath the cross because of the weight of the sins of mankind. But even on just on the physical perspective, if he didn't get help, he'd have died before he got to the cross, that destination. They beat him to death. So when you're looking at those Gospels, just remember that I just told you there. He took it square. That says something. So anyway, that's why I'm encouraging you all to read the Gospels. Like I said, I think about it and I just inside just lose it. So anyway, read the Gospels, read the letters, read the book of Revelations. You may as well get it on the playbook and follow what the playbook's doing because that's what they're going by. Check it out. I got people up at the very top that are trying their best to help everybody come to some sort of solution. Support them any way you can financially. If you can't, do not sweat it. A lot of you lost a lot during this last time. You're trying to recoup and rebuild. Do so. That's what you should be doing. Yeah, make sure your family, your friends, and everybody that you're networked with, that you're supporting, that you can continue in your support for them. If you can't share or give financially, share the data. Share the information with everybody. You know, just share it away. Alrighty. So, as I always say at the end of the shows, we are still here by the grace of God. So till the next segment, to your health. Take care.